Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wang.
Greetings to all of you. I am Richard Wang, and this is 3 Good Minutes. I want to take a fresh look at Jesus and Buddha. As a child, I grew up recognizing and being taught that my Christian religion was better than every world religion. And then, as a Protestant, I was taught that ours is much better than the Catholics. And then, as a Protestant, I knew that our denomination was better than all the rest. All of that nonsense. I was studying with Richard Rohr, Roman Catholic priest, and we were in conversation. And he said, "Dick, you and I are the same age. Don't you miss the old days of the 1950s where we Catholics knew all of you Protestants were going to hell? And you Protestants knew all of us Catholics were going to hell?" And we laughed a lot, sat down, had dinner together. It was Marcus Borg who wrote about Jesus and Buddha. And he said, "I have sometimes said that if the Buddha and Jesus were to meet, neither would try to convert the other, not because they would regard such an effort as hopeless, but because they would recognize one another as kindred spirits. They would find no need to convert each other or anyone." The parallels between Jesus and the Buddha are very, very interesting and impressive. First of all, both taught love of enemies and the primary work of compassion. The primacy of compassion was everything. Second, Jesus and the Buddha both had life-transforming experiences at around the age of 30. Buddha under the Bo tree, Jesus in the wilderness. Thirdly, both began renewal movements within their inherited religious traditions, Hinduism and Judaism. Neither of them saw himself as the founder of a new religion. Please remember that. Fourth, both were perceived as more than human, even though their humanity continued to be affirmed. Both were given an exalted, even divine status. I can speak only for Jesus, who rejected all of that. "There is none good but God alone." I think that would find its way to the heart of the Buddha also. Jesus, for us, was the face of God, which means that the universe is benevolent and God is always for us. And I'm sure the Buddha would affirm the same. I'm Richard Wing, wishing you all the very best.